It's Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.
This is a little something we do every Tuesday and Thursday. We take your messages that come in on our various social media sites, off the Mix website, into our email, and we snag them and we read them on the air with your little dilemma, and people can call in, they can text in, and try to help what's going on in your life. This time around, trick-or-treat issue. Come on. We've had a few of these come in the past few days because, come on, it's the time of year, so we have to do at least one. It's a radio rule.
Yeah.
This one is from Bailey and Matt. Looks like Bailey wrote it. She says, love the new cast in the morning. You all are the S word.
Oh, yeah, goodness.
Bailey.
Thanks, Bailey.
Potty mouth.
Come on.
She says, my husband Matt and I are in a Halloween standoff, and he's being super annoying. Here's the deal. I don't see any harm in giving candy out to older kids when they come trick-or-treating as long as they're polite. She says, I don't care if they're 10, they're 15, 17. They're all still technically kids, and it's not like they're hurting anyone by showing up. She's like, I would rather hand out candy than avoid any potential retaliation later in the evening.
Yeah.
And we were all thinking it, right?
Yep, exactly.
TP.
Yep.
Eggs.
Eggs, yeah, that's a big one. Ugh.
Yep.
The prank where you take all the realtor signs and put them all in one person's front yard.
Oh, yeah. Right?
Just
pumpkin
saying.
Smashing.
That's
there's
good.
So just, many things.
That's a fan favorite.
Yeah.
Matt, though, is completely over it. He says, Halloween was a mess with the older kids last year. They cut in front of the little ones. They didn't bother to say thank you, most barely dressed up at all. He's put his foot down with a strict 12 and under rule this time. So it sounds like he's going to turn these kids away. He does say Halloween is for young kids. Teens should be finding other ways to celebrate. Blah, blah, blah. Anyone old enough to have a job or a driver's permit should skip the candy, hit up a haunted house, and hang out with friends instead. Mm-hmm. She says, I see his point, but it's supposed to be a fun night for everyone. She says, I don't want to be the no fun house on the block where we're turning people away. She says, what do you three think and your listeners? Is it fair to cut off the trick-or-treaters at 12 or 13 years old, or should we just keep it friendly and give them a few pieces of candy? How would you guys handle it? Thanks, Bailey and Matt.
Bailey and Matt.
They sound
Matt.
Like they're probably from Highlands
they're
Ranch.
They're so cute.
Right?
I know. Right? That's the oh my God.
Bailey and Matt. Probably
that's
from Highlands
so
Ranch.
Funny. Littleton, Highlands
yeah,
Ranch.
Right, exactly. That
Castle
area.
Pines.
What do you guys think? Phone lines are open. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. We love getting your calls. We love getting your texts. So sound off. What should Bailey and Matt do? Briefly on the surface, before we dive too deep into this, I mean, what are you guys thinking? Eh.
I think, honest, if you want to police your candy, just don't put it out on the front step and leave it unattended, right? But other than that, how are you going to ask kids if they're 12 or under?
That's
you know what
my
I mean?
Thing, like, too. How do you do it? But
yeah.
then you can kind of
ballparking it.
You can ballpark
yeah,
it, but what if there's somebody who just is grown a little strongly for their age, you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah.
And they're like, I'm only 12, but they look like they're 24,
yeah.
you know? Like, sometimes that happens.
First off is a hot Angela. Hi, Angela.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. So what do you think about Bailey and Matt and their situation?
I'm totally with Bailey on this. I think that let them trick-or-treat. They're young for like 18 years, and after that, they have to become adults. Let them have fun.
Yeah.
I love when I see teenagers come to my door.
Do you? I'm the total opposite. I get super annoyed because they're just all giggly, and they don't care, and they're just there for free candy. And I'm with Matt. Like, generally, they don't say thank you. They just grab and go.
Well, I make sure that they say thank you. If not, then I will tell them. I tell them, I'm like, I'm glad you're here. If you don't say thank you, though, I said, I will not give you candy.
No, thank you.
Wow. Okay.
And
all right.
I put it out there, but I let them know. And I've never had an issue with the kids cutting. And usually I've seen the older kids, like, helping the younger kids come up or letting them go first. And
you live in a very polite neighborhood, I
yeah.
guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I think I do.
She's like,
I've
yeah,
never
I
seen
do.
Bad kids. They're good kids. My son is a freshman this year, but last year him and his friend went trick-or-treating, and they had a blast. And this year he's in high school, and he's like, well, I don't think anybody's going trick-or-treating. And I said, well, if you still want to go, go. And he has his costume and everything. And I said,
all right.
Stay off the lawns.
All yeah. right. Well, Angela, we got a ton of people to get to. So we have you as yes. Give it to the
yes.
older kids.
You're absolutely.
You're the best. Have
thanks,
a great
Angela.
Week.
Thanks, Angela. Thanks.
Bye.
You too.
Let's hop on over to Dave. Hey, Davey boy.
Hey.
Morning.
Give the kids candy.
What'd you say?
Morning. Give the kids candy.
Give them candy.
Do they not have enough candy to give out? Or
hey, it's expensive this year, man.
It really is.
Have you seen
really
chocolate expensive. Prices, Dave?
Yeah.
If older kids want to go trick-or-treating, I remember what I was doing when I was 15, 16, and I would rather have my kids go trick-or-treating than do all the stuff that I was doing at 15, 16.
Oh.
So
what were you
they
doing,
want to go
Dave?
Trick-or-treating, you don't want to know.
Breaking and entering? Or
arson?
It's wholesome fun. Yeah, it was like Big Daddy style, you know, like come around the back and take all the candy.
Oh.
I don't know where that was going, Jay.
I know, we all were just like,
we're
a Big
looking
Daddy
at each
style.
Other.
No,
all right,
no.
So you're a
listen,
yes vote.
I think it's wholesome fun. Give the kids candy. It's much better than the alternative that older kids can get into trouble doing other stuff.
They might key your car at night or something.
Ooh, yeah.
Jeez.
All right, Dave, we have your vote, buddy. Have a happy Halloween.
All right.
Thanks, Dave. Today.
Thanks for sounding off. Kelly.
Hi.
Good morning.
Hey, Kelly. So what are you saying to Bailey?
I agree with what everybody else is saying. You know, they're out trick-or-treating instead of drinking, so that's always a good
step. Well, they'll probably
just
do that afterwards, don't you think?
That is true, but maybe hold it off a little. And, you know, if you have if you're going to buy candy and give it out, why have a stipulation? You're buying candy to give it out. Honestly, if an adult comes by with their kid and they want a Reese's cup, I don't mind giving them one as well.
Yeah. Yeah, I give adults candy, too, because they're out there trick-or-treating.
Yeah, but they're putting in the work with their young children.
Exactly.
I guarantee you, though, if you're one of those houses that leaves out the bowl of candy with the please take one note, the teenagers take it all.
They take it all.
They're going to take it all, and that says it all for
me,
basically.
I don't do.
They're jerks. Yeah, don't do that. All right, so you're a yes, right? Yes.
Yes.
Thank you, Kelly. Have a happy Halloween.
Thanks, Kelly.
You too. Thank you.
Bye, girl. Laura.
Hi, good morning.
Hi.
Are you dressing up for Halloween, Laura?
Yeah, I dress up every year. It's like my favorite.
What are you going to be this year?
I am also on a yes, because coming from a younger person's perspective with younger siblings, I think it's really important to just like have as much fun while you're young as possible.
Are you having fun, though, at that age, or are you just... going through the motions to get
fun.
Free food.
Yeah, looking for trouble.
I think it's fun because I just, like, I want to be, you're only young once, so I try to, like, be young for as long as I can.
How old are you?
I turned 18 last year. I'm going to be 19. So I was trick-or-treating until I was 17, and I have younger siblings, and I like dressing up and going with them, and it just feels nostalgic, so I want to... keep
I get that. I'm a sucker for nostalgia, but my God, you can drive.
Yeah. You want to go to a haunted house?
Just drive yourself to a Safeway and get your own candy.
It's the festivities, Jer. That's
I guess.
Yeah, and free is better, let's
and
be honest.
Laura, your phone cut out. What are you going to dress up as?
A bear. A grizzly bear.
I'm a bear.
That's cute.
I'm a bear that loves candy.
There you go. Give it to me. Laura, we have your vote. You have a blast this year, okay? All right.
Bye.
My phone's a little wonky. Jackie.
I'm yes, because I work with DPS, and I work with kids all day, and they just need to feel supported. And if they're feeling supported, they're not going to go out and do dumb stuff.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
That was close. That was close.
I know.
Goodness. I'm going to hit it.
I think her phone actually cut out.
I know.
I know, right? It beeped it for us.
All right, so you're a yes because you work with children.
I do. And my son is massive, and he's only 4, and people think he's 6.
Yeah.
So.
Well, they don't think he can drive yet. That's what we were talking about.
You might want to lay off the candy this
year. I'm just saying. My husband also looked like he was in his 20s when he was in the 8th grade. So.
How old's your son?
Unfair. 4.
How massive are we talking?
I'm talking 45 pounds and 47 inches tall.
Oh, he's a tall boy.
That's a husky boy.
He's a big boy.
He was very big when he was born, so, like, he's not like he's getting smaller, you know?
You might want to hit up the houses that are handing out carrot sticks.
Yeah. He eats plenty of vegetables.
Okay, I'm just goofing, Jackie. Don't send your 4-year-old to punch me in the throat.
No,
we have your vote, Jackie. Thank you for calling.
Thanks,
thank
Jackie.
You. Bye.
All right, let's go in blind at this last one. We didn't have a chance to talk to him. Hi, good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Hi, Jeanette.
Hey, Jeanette. So who are you voting for, Bailey or Matt?
I'm voting for give a candy.
Give
them candy. Darn it.
Yes. And, you know, a lot of these kids missed out on Halloween for a few years.
Yeah, COVID. They did.
So let them have candy, darn it.
So it's like some makeup years for them. They're making it up.
That's a really good point.
I mean, just in general, yeah. Mm-hmm.
What are you handing out this year?
Oh, tons of candy. We get a ton of kids. If I sat there and judged them.
No. What kind of candy are you handing out?
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I have a whole mixture of them.
Oh, mixed bag. Okay.
Oh, that's high roller right there.
We're a fan of anything named Mix, so that's cool.
Yeah, exactly. Good job, Jim.
All right, well, we have your vote. Have a happy Halloween.
All right, thank you. You too. Take care.
I don't even need to take our votes. I mean, that was a blowout for Team Bailey. Right? But what are you saying, Katie?
Well, I think Dane actually texted in and made a really good point. He said, don't block by age, block by behavior. So have a bowl of small pieces of, like, gum for the naughty ones who don't say thank you, and then have the expensive chocolate for the kiddos who come up all dressed up and happy to be there Halloween. That's a really good way to do it, you know? And somebody said the same way, like, give them one piece of candy if you don't feel like they, you know, need the candy as much as
I think
as
I would just
kids,
do a bowl like ramen that hasn't been cooked or something.
I would
hand
do cooked ramen.
Or just cooked ramen, yeah.
Why?
Not gum. That's like, the good kids get candy, the bad kids get
ramen.
Crunchy ramen.
Okay.
Josh, what are you saying?
Yeah, I guess. I guess you got to give it to them. Because if they're rude and don't say thank you, I mean, that's after the fact. So give them the candy, let them have
fun. You chase them down, though, and take their candy.
Oh, that's what you do?
You tackle them down.
Katie comes at you with a Chucky knife, and that's
what happens. I mean,
yeah, give it to them.
I will say, I guess I'm in camp. Just make it easy on yourself.
Yeah.
Just give the freaking kids candy.
You're making it harder on yourself if you're not. You're right.
You know,
you're
and
right.
If you're so wound up about this, grab yourself a horrible pumpkin beer and sit in your living room and just be quiet.
Yeah.
Let Bailey do all the work.
Yeah.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.